Today's scripture is found in Mark 12:31. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this.
Amen. Happy Sabbath. How was your guys' week? Good. Oh, man, we're missing some people right here in this section right there. Good to see you guys over there, Ad Family. Hi, everybody. Hi. There's a lot of people I know over there. Over here. Hello, everybody. I feel like you guys are, like, hiding in those corners. That's okay. I mean, I'll call you out right now. And then everybody over here, good to see you, too. You know, when I talked to Josh a little while ago, he asked me to preach this day. If you didn't know, his birthday was on Friday. You know, bug him about it and say, hey, happy birthday and all that stuff. And I called him up. He's getting old. Well, then I have a real issue too, man, because I think I'm older than him. So, but anyway, while I'm up here, I'm going to pray real quick, and I'm going to ask you guys to pray for me as well. Is that okay? Okay, good. Heavenly Father, I need your Holy Spirit now, Lord, that your words are spoken. Please be here with us. Amen. All right, so scripture reading. It's talking about what? Loving thy neighbor, okay, as yourself. So we're going to get to that pretty quickly here. And I hope you had a good week. If not, welcome to church. I hope that made you feel welcome here. And I want, if nobody did, I'm sure somebody did, but if nobody did, we're going to do this anyway, either way. So look to someone next to you and say, I'm glad you're here. Shake their hand. Hey, good to see you, man. Good. I like to see that. Say welcome everybody here, right? Now, since we're talking about loving your neighbor, did you just love your neighbor? Amen. You say hello, right? Say welcome. That's a nice warm word, okay? And when Josh asked me to do this, he's like, "You know what, man? We're doing this series, right?" And it's around proving it. I think it's called Prove It. And so this one was about loving your neighbor. He said, I'm going to give you an easier sermon to take care of for me, okay? And I was like, okay, that sounds great. And maybe it was easy for him, but the more I looked into this, I was like, man, that's so much into this. It just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. So I don't know how I'm going to, you know, I'll let the Lord do that. I have a bunch of notes here, and we'll see what happens here. But I'll let the Lord speak through me. And I have a lot of things to say here, but I want the Lord to come through in all of it. So, it says, love your neighbor as yourself. In the Greek, neighbor means fellow, or it means somebody near you. Okay? So, it could be anyone. I think somebody was talking about going to Costco and meeting somebody on appointments. You find young people here? Okay. And so, just coming across somebody and telling them, you know, hello or praying with them. You might have those experiences, okay? So now we're going to go and continue to go through that. Let's go to 1 John. Have you guys been going through 1 John? Okay, let's go to 1 John. Who brought their swords today? Who brought their swords today? All right, amen. If you didn't bring your sword, you have an electronic sword maybe? You have a Bible app or something? There you go, okay. Laser. So you have go to 1 John chapter 3, please. And when you go to verse 11, and say amen when you're there. Amen. So a couple of people there, I'll give you a little bit more time. Okay. Well, somebody's coughing out there. I was coughing a lot last week. All right, so verse 11. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Love who we feel like. What does it say? Love another. Are you guys scared to respond when I ask a question? If you want to fall asleep, that's fine. I know it's been a long week. But if you're in a rush to get out of here, you can tiptoe on out of here. I'm going to be done when I think the Lord wants me to say I'm done. OK, Okay? And if you're hungry, you know, I understand that. Go get some food. But, you know, I have this message. I'm excited about it. Okay? I hope you're excited about this. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one. This is verse 12. And murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Look at this real quickly here, though. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Okay. So how many of you gave your life to Jesus Christ? Most of you in here are raising your hand. That's good. Some of you maybe haven't decided yet. So if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, that means your old self has died. And your new self in Jesus Christ. But now it's saying, if you do not love your brother, your neighbor, someone near you, you're just living right back in death. Okay? There's a lot to cover here, but I'm just going to read through this. And where did I stop? Verse 15? Okay, I started 15, right? Anyone who hates his brother is a what? Murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. Okay, so hopefully you're not killing anybody throughout the week. I hate that person. I don't want to see that guy or this lady gets on my nerves. I don't want, there's road rage. Somebody just spoke to me about road rage. Did she hear today? One of the teachers talked about that. That was funny. Okay, so verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. So, first of all, there's some notes I'm going to follow here that Josh kind of suggested. It means that love isn't something to share just when something is easy. Okay? When you like someone, is it easy to be nice to that person? Most of the time, right? Most of the time, if you like someone, oh, they're a good person. I'm going to be nice to them. Oh, I'll give you an extra of this. I'll give you some of my time. I'm going to pray for you because I really like you. Okay? But when is it hard? Anybody out there? When is it hard? When you don't like somebody. Okay? Now, when they annoy you, okay? Now, maybe I annoy you. I don't know, okay? Maybe you made a judgment before you met me, or some of you have met me, you made another judgment. Either way, maybe you don't like me so much. I love all of you because I need to practice that, okay? But, you know, when someone's really annoying, now I'll tell you, a couple jobs ago, hopefully you don't know who they are. I'm not going to say their names because, you know, Adventist world is so small. But there is somebody out there that did annoy me, and it was a parent. It was a parent of a student, and she didn't like how she thought it was too strict on her daughter. And anyway, long story short, she was one of the parents that was helping me plan or in charge of a senior trip. We were going on a senior trip to Florida. And so this mom, you know, I've known her for a while, actually, and you know, she wasn't my favorite person to see all the time. We didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. But, you know, we talked and whatnot. And we had to see each other because I had her daughter in my class. So I was like, all right, Lord, you know, this year's going to be interesting. So we'll keep praying about this. And then as time went on, we had to work together for this trip. And so I was tired. At the end of the year, I was exhausted. I was teaching high school. I needed some time with my family, and she was asking me, please come to my house. All the parents of the seniors are going to be there, and we're going to talk about the trip. And so, of course, I'm thinking, look, I need time with my family. Whatever you talk about, raising money, whatever you want to do, I'll support you. I'll show up and just tell me what it is. Let me know what it is. So after the meeting happens, she wasn't happy with that, but after the meeting, one of the other students came to me and said, Mr. Perez, I need to tell you what happened at this meeting. So apparently in the meeting, and I'll just keep it short here, but I'm trying to tell you something because I know I'm a human. Just because I'm up here preaching doesn't mean anything else, okay? I want to relate to you so you know what I'm talking about. This person basically had this meeting about kicking me off, getting me out of there, okay? Not being a part of the trip. Talking about they planned a meeting with the parents to go to the principal and get me off the trip because they just didn't like how things were going, I guess, with the senior trip or with her daughter in particular. And so I asked this lady, tell me what happened at the meeting. And she, we'll talk about it later. That's all she told me. And then, so the day of, this student comes and tells me, Mr. Perez, they're going to have a meeting about you today. And I think you need to know about it. You need to go. So a student luckily came and told me. So I approached the principal, and the principal's like, I just found out about this. Who knows? I just got a call this morning about it. And yes, it's true. They're going to come and meet. Oh, okay. So this other lady, the mom, finds out that I found out there was a meeting. And so what does she do? She comes to find me in my classroom while I'm teaching. And, Chris, can I talk to you right now? I'm actually in the middle of class. If you want to talk to me, I'll be done in 15, 20 minutes. No, I need to talk to you right now. So I'm already not in the mood to talk to this lady. She talked behind my back. And, who knows what all she said, but I don't want to see her, right? This is how God works. Amen. Even though I don't want to see this lady, I have a class here, and I know what's going to happen. She's going to stir up some drama in front of the students, not going to look good. And I'm just, my mind is just racing, like, okay, I don't want to see this person right now. This is not the time, okay? But she insists, no, I need to see you right now. Okay, kids, stay on task. I step out the door, and she continues to say, look, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about this meeting. It just kind of happened. And so, when someone's straight up lying to your face, what do you feel?
Don't talk right now.
Does it feel good?
Don't talk right now.
Whatever comes out of your mouth is probably not going to be a very good thing to say.
Unless it's God.
So in that instance, sir, it was not God, it was me, okay? And so I was trying really hard, okay, to not let my emotions, my anger, right? And I said, look, I can talk to you later. So long story short, we get into this talk, and she denies she knew anything that was going to happen. But that is when things get hard. And I'm supposed to love my neighbor, okay? Have you guys ever experienced that before? Okay, not really? Oh, okay, just like two people did. Okay, so maybe all of you love everybody. That's okay. I mean, you don't have the same problem I do. All right, so sometimes these people come to you, and man, it's so hard. It is so hard. Don't look at anybody else near here either, okay? Look at yourself, okay? I looked at myself. I had to pray, and I still pray for her. To this day, I still pray for her, okay? Because it's mostly that I need help, okay? It's mostly that I need help, all right? Well, I'll get back to that later. So it gets tough. It's always easy to do nice things for nice people that think you're nice. Next one, it's also easy to make excuses. When you see a need, when you see people that need love, it's easy to make excuses. Oh, well, I have 10 minutes right now. I got to go. Or I have another thing to do. I can't meet you there. Or, it's excuses. It's easy. We've probably been doing them all our lives. I have. Okay. Oh, well, I don't really. Okay, I'll see what else I got to do. Oh, my mom called me, and I need to go spend time with them instead of, meeting your need. It's easy to do that. Okay. It's awful quiet in here. Okay. This is okay. All right. So I know you're thinking it over. All right. But I'm going to go beyond that. Okay. I'm going to go beyond that. How many of you have, somebody has come up to you and they said, I really need this, I need to talk about this and this, and they kind of lay things on you and you're like, that's a lot of stuff. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray for you. Okay? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray for you, brother and sister. I'm just going to pray for you. And then you mean to, and at that moment it's uncomfortable, like the things they're telling you, you could probably help them, but it's a little out of your way. But you tell, I'm just going to pray for you. And later on, you get caught up and stuff, and then, oh, I forgot to pray for so-and-so, and somebody else helps them. Oh, good. Somebody else helped them out. It's okay. They're covered. Am I stepping on toes in here? Why so quiet? I want you to think about this, okay? I do this too. Don't worry. I'm not judging anybody, okay? I've done this too. What I try to change is I'm going to pray for that. There's nothing wrong with praying with people, by the way, number one. But if you can do something right then, you know you have something that they need, let's do it. Okay? We're gonna get back. We're going to prove it, right? That's what I'm getting to that. I'm working up to that. And so if you have something right then, do something right then. Okay? Now, if you absolutely can't, that's understandable. Okay? Maybe you can help them with someone who can. But we can pray with them right then. That's something you can do immediately. Because I believe in the power of prayer. Okay? So I can go up to my brother or sister, my neighbor right here, and say, I'm going to pray for you right now. And that's why I do practice that a lot. Okay? Because I can't just preach about it, right? Practice what you preach. Right? You heard those sayings. I'm going to go back to a little, something more. Okay? 1 John 3:17. Please go to 1 John 3:17. And that's what I just, did I read that already? Okay, good. We were around there. Yeah, we're here again. Okay, say amen if you're there. Okay, most of you, half of you. If someone next to you doesn't have a Bible, you can share with them or offer. I like using the Bible because I don't want you to think I made anything up. It's in the Word, okay? If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Okay? So, if you have something, give it to them. Don't you know that God provides everything? Don't you know that God will give it back to you even tenfold? How many have experienced that? You've been given your tithe. Man, not enough. Not enough people have experienced that. You know what? Start giving more. Okay? Start giving more. You know, just give. Doesn't matter. Your time, you know what? If you give your time, most valuable. You can never get that back. Mr. Abd over here, Eddie, thank you, Eddie, man. This guy took his time to help fix the room over there. I really appreciate that. You know, he didn't have to do that. But you can never get your time back. If you give someone your time, it's gone. That's precious. I hope you value people, too, who give you time. Listening to you, right? All right, so moving on. Verse 18. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Okay. What a novel idea, right? What a novel idea. Don't just say it. Do it. Okay, let's prove it to each other. All right? Let's prove it to each other. So if you're going to say something and you don't follow through, what's your reputation? Is it a good one or a bad one?
Slacker,
right? You don't hold up your end of the bargain. All right? Now I have to be very careful. I'm a principal now. It doesn't mean anything to anyone else really, but what it means is that I represent the school. And so anything that I do from here on out looks either good or bad on the school. Right? Is there pressure there? There could be. Okay? That's why I have to be connected to who? To God. Okay? And I'll get back to that as well. But I have to not just say something. I have to do it now. Okay? If I told Josh, hey, man, anytime you need me to preach, just give me a call. Okay, he calls me. Hey, can you preach for me today? Oh, sorry, man. I got to do something else. All right, next time. Okay, cool. Hey, Chris, can you preach on this? Sorry, man, every time. There's always something. Sorry, Josh, can't do it. What does he start thinking? This guy's baloney, man. Isn't this all talk? Yeah, it's not for real. I'm not being sincere, right? Yes, hello? Yeah. Oh, everybody's there. Okay. All right, I'm going to make you guys move a little bit. It's going to happen, okay? So, actions speak louder than words. You heard that before? Everybody's heard that before. It is so true, okay? Your actions. I know Mr. Elmer is all over the place here, man. This guy's always in action, right? You know that man is involved, okay, because he's all over the place, so your actions speak louder than words. What you do and what you say, okay? But my actions will speak louder than what I'm just saying, correct? Mr. Thaddeus, yeah? Okay, so let's do something. I did this with the school before. So forgive me, teachers that are here today. But I'm going to do it with you guys. And I've done this pretty much everywhere I went. Okay, there's a study about hugging people. Okay? Yeah, some of you are going to get you a little bit out of your comfort zone a little bit. So there's a study that says that you need probably about 8 to 10 hugs a day from different people to get that feeling of love, to feel have a really good day. Okay? A really good day. So in this church, neighbors, let's put this into action. You got to prove it now. Okay? Try to find 8 different people, at least 8 different people in here, and give them a real hug. Don't just give them a little, you know. Just give them a hug. Some of you are very uncomfortable, like, I don't like people touching me. That's okay. I understand that. Okay? And you don't have to participate. I'm not forcing you. Okay? But I'm telling you, you're going to feel better. Okay? You're going to feel better. So, and those of you that go for a hug and somebody doesn't want to hug you, don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. You know, people just don't want to hug. Okay? So, right now, it could be someone next to you or someone behind. So it doesn't matter. Give somebody a hug next to you. Try to go for 8. If you go to 10, you're going to go overboard. That's good. All right, my friend. Good to see you, man. Happy Sabbath.
If you stay in the content and will of God, your life will be much easier and good things will start happening for you.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Nice to meet you. Chris, nice to meet you. Yeah. That's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay. All right. Let's do it. Good to see you, man.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. That's a good hug.
Have you got stories to tell about the school down here?
Oh, of course. I've got tons of stories. That's a good hug, man.
Is there something extraordinary going on that things are, you're doing this prayer thing with the kids and the teachers and stuff? Is there some kind of something going on?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, but there's always miracles. There's always things that happen. Yeah, of course. Right. Nice to see you, okay? See you. How you doing? Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. Good to see you. Good to see you. That's a good hug. How are you? Good to see you. Happy Sabbath, okay? Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay. Need a hug? See you sitting up here. Oh,
great.
Oh, good to see you. I like to see you smiling up here. Yes, of course. God bless you. God bless you. You got to have a good hug. 5859 or something. Yeah. I'm sorry?
You never want to spoil anything. You always want to be happy for what you have in life.
Oh, that's right. That's true. You do. Oh, okay. You got to be in the will of God. That's right. The will. You're right. The will of God. You're right. Okay. All right. Look at this. All right. How many? We're still going here. That's good. We're still going. Give me a couple more minutes here. Did you get a hug? No? Okay. That's all right.
I so lucky to get to hug the principal.
Some wouldn't say that, but thank you for saying that. Oh, yeah. You have to go because that's there you go. That's it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, this is what I noticed. There's more smiles now than there was before. Okay. You feel a bit more appreciated, maybe. Hopefully, you feel more welcome. Hopefully, you don't feel violated. I'm so sorry if that's the case. I went the other way. Like, Chris, you just made my worst nightmares happen. I'm so sorry. Okay. But, you have to make yourself feel a little uncomfortable. Okay, and sometimes that's what it is. Sometimes that's what it is. It's not staying in your safe little Adventist bubble or Christian bubble. Sorry, did I say that out loud? Okay, so you got it. You have, there's other people out there. Okay, and so like I said, some people don't feel comfortable doing that. That's okay. You can do that. So you can always give them a high five or shake their hands. No problem. Okay, but sometimes the action needs to be bigger than yourself. You can't just stay in your own bubble all the time. Trust me, being a principal, that's out of my bubble. I fought being a principal for years. I don't want to be a principal, okay? I want to be a teacher with the kids in class all the time, and that's what I love. But God said, nope, you got to be a principal. So I'm definitely out of my comfort zone. All right? And I'm trying to follow, like you were saying, young lady up here, that to be in the will of God. That's what it is, okay? So now you did some more action. You not only told your neighbor next to you, welcome, now you some of you stood up and hugged. How many got 8 hugs? Raise your hand. Nice. That's really, really good. How many got 10 hugs? Whoa. Yeah. Like a big smile like that. Good job. Over to you. Okay. That's right. Okay, but we're going to get to that too. You mentioned that. Okay. So now I'm going to ask you a question. What is love? What is love? Hold on to that one, okay? What is love? Okay, so if I ask you to tell me what love is, somebody said, well, I love chocolate cake. Kind of throw that word around, right? I love my house. I love my dog. I love music. I don't know, whatever, okay? I love puppies, yeah. I love cupcakes, okay? So we throw that word around pretty easily. Love, 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 love. Everybody gets love, right? Okay, so you're throwing around the word love sometimes. We love ice cream, cake, nice cars. We love Christmas. Who loves Christmas? Or I like Christmas time a lot, but is love just an emotion? Okay. It's selflessness, okay. So what does selflessness mean? It's beyond oneself. It's beyond us? What? It's unconditional. You already know it, okay. Anybody else? It's giving. What's that again? A choice. Let me tell you, I'll try to compare it this way, because, and I can go very deep into this, but I won't, because I know time and all that. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, I love my wife. I married her, think she's an amazing woman, and hopefully she loves me back, right? Okay, so, but, you know, an emotion's going to disappear after a while. You're not going to always have the fluttery butterflies, because sometimes it's just called crushes or infatuation. And we get that confused sometimes because we live in a crazy world, okay, a very perverted world too. But I had to show her that I love her through commitment. Is that showing love? I'm committed to her 100%. The time I spend with her too, okay, quality of time. That's something that I love, spending time with my family, right? These are things I have to act out. Okay? Does that make sense? A little bit? Okay. Let's go to 1 John 4:7. Please. Are you hanging in there? Are your tummies growling? Oh, good. Okay. Somebody ate their breakfast this morning? Ate their stripples? Sorry, those of you who don't know what stripples are, it's fake bacon. Okay? Fake and bacon. All right. 1 John 4:7. Actually, let's go to 4:8 first. It's right after that. Say amen if you're there. Amen. All right. Whoever does not love does not what? Know who? God. Because God is? Is God an emotion? Is God an emotion? Is he just a feeling and then disappears? Or when it's at appropriate time? God is a what? He's a being. He's a powerful being. He's God. But God is love. Okay? And what does God do?
Everything.
Okay? How do we know God is real? Through things that happen, right? There's action. Yeah, there's things that they're happening right now. There's people right here in front of me. Okay? I won't get so deep into that, but, you know, it's going to be really deep if you keep thinking about it. Take this home with you, but God is love. God is a being. He does things to show us love. Amen. He sent his son to show us love. Therefore, who do we need to actually show love to our neighbor. God, okay. And I'm going to go even a little bit deeper than that, okay? Now, let me get some volunteers. I'm going to call my daughter right away in one. I need probably, let's see, 1, 2, 3 more volunteers, please. Who wants to volunteer today? Who feels? Stay right there. Anybody else? Everybody scared? I won't make you say a word. Okay, come on up, please. Call right here. What's your name?
Kathy.
You can stay right there at the edge, and you can stay right there. Thank you. Just stand. And that's good, I think. Okay, one more. Just gonna stand right here. Okay, come on up. Yeah. Señor Martinez, no, come over here, please. Okay, tell me your first name, please.
Kirk.
Kirk, sir. Okay, Kirk. All right, Kirk is going to represent Jesus Christ. Okay, he's going to stand here. Okay, you're going to be Jesus. Okay, so 3 of you right here, let's take 2 steps forward towards Jesus. Okay, good. Now, you guys have been listening to the Word of God. You've been studying your Bible. And you're getting closer to Christ. So take 2 or 3 more steps towards Jesus. Okay. Good. Okay, what do you start seeing here? What are you noticing? Oh, people are coming together. Okay, let's continue to look at Jesus. And now, you know what? You're giving Bible study. Let's get 5 steps closer to Jesus. The closer we come to Jesus, the closer we come to each other. Yeah, you come close. Okay, you become family. Yay, come on over. Okay, look. The close person above, okay? So Jesus welcomes you. He's calling out to you, right? And as we grow closer to Jesus, we grow closer to each other. It doesn't matter your background, where you came from, how much money you make or nothing. It doesn't matter. Thank you, volunteers. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, go ahead. You can go. Go ahead, sit down. Sorry, I was going to do something else, but I think it's enough. Okay, go.
Good job, Kurt.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Kurt. Jesus, thank you. Okay. I appreciate the volunteers. Thank you very much. All right. So I like to do that visual. I did that with my students so they could see it, okay? Some of us are very visual like myself. And when you come closer to Christ, man, you can just reach out to the person next to you because it doesn't matter where you're coming from. You're getting closer to Christ and you're going to be close to each other. Okay. So we need to focus on Jesus. What is it that keeps our focus away from Jesus? Selfishness. What else? It could be anything. Your bank account. Your job. Sometimes your family. Yourself. The enemy is always lurking around trying to influence you, right? In different ways. And that's when you actually turn your back on Jesus Christ. When you don't focus on Jesus, you're focusing on anything else. And now your back is turned to Jesus Christ. And now you're just walking away. Sometimes you don't even realize it. So something else takes the place of where Jesus should be. And now my neighbor is not as important because I have other things on my mind. And when they come with a need, you're like, well, I have needs. What are you talking about? I have my own needs to worry about. I don't need to worry about yours now. I'll pray for you, brother. You see where that starts leading down that road? We also judge each other. That's a whole other thing. It's a whole other thing, but you know, let's just keep going. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 7, please. Matthew chapter 7. You guys have been very patient, thank you. But the Lord gave me this message. I want to share it with you. It was for me too, don't worry. I mean, I was eating this up. Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to start at verse 24. Say amen if you're there. Are you awake out there? All right, good. Chapter 7, verse 24. Okay. It says, therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine, it puts them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the what? The rain came down, the streams rose up, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock, okay? So, if you have your foundation on Jesus, your focus is on Jesus, you're going to be solid.
Amen.
Okay? You've heard this before. You heard the song, right? Even since you were kids, right? But are you practicing that? Are you putting him first? Are you focusing on him? Now we're going to go back to Mark 12, the scripture reading, because there's a key part there. I'm almost done, I promise. Hang in there, hang in there. Let's try. I'm trying to feed you the word of God right now. Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. Say amen if you're there. So scripture reading says, second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So we skipped one part of this, right? What's the first part? Love the Lord who? Your God, okay. So you love God, which we talked about first. You got to love God and love your neighbor. And now here's another part. Can you love yourself without God? Some of y'all don't love yourself. Some of you hate yourself. It says, love yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So if you don't love yourself, then I guess this doesn't pertain to you because you can't love your neighbor. See how deep this goes? You got to have God, who is love, to even act out in love. Because then if you don't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor? This is very, very deep stuff. I was so excited, but I kept digging and digging and digging and digging. So, you know, I've tried to cut it down to size for you, okay? But you have to love yourself. You are enough because Jesus Christ made you enough. He loves you. And that's sometimes we can't get past that. Well, I'm not good enough. I got something to tell you. You will never be good enough. Jesus made us good enough. And so now, because you have God, you have love for yourself, and now you can love your neighbor. Okay, yay, everybody good. Yay, love your neighbor. Okay, it's okay. You can love your neighbor, but you got to love yourself. Are you going to make mistakes? Yes, I've made plenty of mistakes, and I'm going to make more, I'm sure. Okay, and I'm going to ask for your forgiveness in the future. Okay, but because I love Jesus Christ and I focus on him, his grace covers me. And I have to say, you know what? God created me and loves me just the way I am. And now I can love myself. I can say, you know what? It's okay. In Christ, it's okay. And now I'm going to share what God has done for me with you. Does that make sense? Now, I'm a principal and I still teach. And some of these kids come to my class, and they are broken. And it's hard sometimes. They come to you, and you're like, I don't know what to do with this kid sometimes. And it's not much that I can do, but Jesus can do it all. And so I have to focus on Christ, pray for this child, and then try to act, put something into action to show them, you know what, you are enough. Christ created you. Christ loves you. And guess what? Students grow up and become adults. All of you were students, right? And it's the same goes for you. It hasn't changed. Has not changed. If you want to go to heaven, it's because you want to be next to Jesus Christ. And guess what? Practicing starts here. Because it's going to be a whole bunch of different people there. Backgrounds, everything. People you never thought you'd see there, maybe. Like, whoa, you made it? And then they're going to say that about you. Whoa, you made it? You know? But we need to be practicing for all that. If you love your neighbor, guess what? These same neighbors are going to be in heaven. They're going to be your neighbor in the mansion. I live in Gold Street, first Gold Street. Oh, I live in second Gold Street. I live in third Gold Street. You know? You're going to be talking about where you live. It doesn't matter. If you want to be with Jesus, practice. Okay? Love your neighbor. Prove it. Prove it. Is that enough that I just throw it? Man, I was just so excited. I was reading and reading and I was like, there's more. Well, there's more. Well, there's more. I mean, there's more. But dig into the truth. Dig into the Bible. Okay? And the character of God will keep showing you how much he loves you and how much you're enough. And then you're going to outpour those things on your neighbors. Okay, I'm going to invite my daughter up here because we're going to talk about, come on up, Diane. And she's going to sing a song for you here. The song is called Build My Life. You heard that before? Okay, move that over here. This is my daughter, yes. This is Nylea, if you haven't met her. She goes to the school here. She's in eighth grade. Plug in, huh? Get on that side, yeah. That's right there. Grab a mic right there. Thank you, Russ. If you know it, you can sing along, of course.
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your mission every day with our life, because your grace is enough to show us that we are able to show your love to our neighbor. Help us to build our foundation on you, Lord, to focus on you, because then we know that we are enough, that we love ourselves, and therefore we can love our neighbors, but we always have to keep our focus on you. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to go out and prove that we love our neighbors. If we don't prove it, Lord, with your actions, then we're just misinterpreting your name. We're so hypocritical sometimes. We say we're Christians, but we don't go out and do anything about anything. Help us to love others, Lord, with what you've given us, because we are enough. Help us to build our life on you. We thank you so much for the Sabbath. Help us to rest, and help us to always be close to you and your word. In the name of Jesus, amen.